A proper economic system. After reflecting over these important matters, a reasonable person would conclude that a practical economic system must leave room for religion. Short-term economic considerations must not permit that the longer-term consequence of an economic system be ignored. Only that economic system would be beneficial to humanity, which fulfills everyone's basic needs, but also promotes healthy competition among individuals while curbing unhealthy rivalry. The fact is that communism was a reaction to past tyranny. That explains why this philosophy spread to areas where people were oppressed, but it did not take root in such countries as Great Britain and the United States. Similarly, it has not been successful in countries where nationalist or socialist governments were in power. Some time ago, an American newspaper posed an interesting question to the working classes. Do you consider yourself to belong to the capitalist class, the middle class, or the poor class? The majority of the respondents said that they considered themselves to be in the middle class. This suggests that it does not occur to an American worker that he is poor. This is the reason why communism was an even bigger failure in the United States than in Great Britain. On account of the abundance of wealth in America, the laboring class does not feel as if they are impoverished and are in need of a system that redresses their complaints and meets their basic needs. Thus, the real solution to the problem is that, number one, in accordance with the Islamic teaching, the rights of the poor should be safeguarded, and number two, the hopes and aspirations of people should be fostered. In Germany and Italy, people were not distributed money, but their aspirations were nurtured. As a consequence, they started viewing themselves as victorious and triumphant. Hope and aspirations are vital for national progress. A nation where people no longer have aspirations or where its poor are denied basic rights is inevitably destined to its ruin. Responsibilities of rich towards poor. The wealthy people in our country should realize their responsibilities before it is too late and should hasten to discharge the obligations they owe to poor people. As I look at it, the emergence of communism is a punishment against the tyrannies perpetrated by the rich upon the poor. There is still time for improvement and to atone for excesses of the past. If wealthier people are unwilling to discharge their duties towards their less fortunate brethren, the hand of God Almighty will snatch away their wealth through this instrument of communism. Repentance and appropriate action now can save you from this terrible danger, and the awful storm gathering over your heads will move away to leave you in safety, just as a tornado suddenly changes its course. You can either voluntarily part with a portion of your wealth for the uplift of the poor, as called upon by God, or you can face God's displeasure and continue to hold on to your wealth, which a little while later will be taken away by rebels and troublemakers. And finally, while discussing the rise of communism and the problems of the Russian economy, I wish to draw attention to a striking prophecy in regard to Russia, made at the time when the world knew little about that area.